Hello, this is Courtney from Wonder in English. The Wonder in English community provides free online English lessons for students with an intermediate to advanced level of English. For the full version of this lesson, don't forget to check out wonderinenglish.com, wonderinenglish.com. So today's topic is about budgeting. Before we get into the podcast, I'm going to list off some important vocabulary words that I would love for you guys to listen out for. Try to see if you can understand them within the context of the podcast, and then after it's over, I'm going to explain what each of these words mean. Don't forget that these are only part of the vocabulary words. I actually list all of them out on wonderinenglish.com. So don't forget to log in there and check out today's podcast lesson so you can get all of the vocabulary explained and all of the idioms explained there as well. So the first phrase is to do research. Then absorb information. Allocate something. Turn to something. Granular. Roll with the punches. To make up for something, down the road, frugality, and go on your merry way. Again, those are all the vocabulary words I'm going to list out on this podcast, but don't forget to check out the full lesson on wonderinenglish.com. Hey guys, this is Courtney back from Wonder in English, and today I wanted to talk to you guys about budgets, and more specifically about why most budgets fail. So recently I started getting really into my finances. It was about 2018 at the new year that I decided I was going to change my financial life and start saving more money. I spent the past year doing research, listening to podcasts, reading books, and absorbing as much information as I could. And 2019 arrived and I realized that my financial situation hadn't changed. So I had all this knowledge, but the thing was, I wasn't actually implementing it. So what was really missing for me was a budget. And I think that I was always ready and willing to put money into investments or to retirement and to figure out what percentage should go where, but I never actually sat down and looked at my day-to-day expenses, which is really important. But the most important thing about budgeting is not looking at your past expenses, but actually allocating the money that you have in your bank right now to a specific job. So let's talk about that. So why do most budgets fail? Well, most budgets and budgeting apps are designed in a way that allows you to look at how your money is spent retroactively. Meaning at this point in time, you can look back and see how your money was spent. And then you can try to be a fortune teller and predict what your future spending will be, which is difficult because there are no normal months. Every single month, you have different charges, different unexpected costs, and it's impossible to accurately predict how much you're going to need to the dollar for each and every section of your budget. So, for example, I could budget $50 to car repairs. But then if I get into an accident that costs $3,000, well, that's not in my budget. And what am I supposed to do then? At this point, most people give up on budgeting. You know, I can't blame them because I think you get really discouraged and you feel like you're failing when you can't predict how things are going to be in the future or when things don't go the way that you predicted. So that's when I turned to a new budgeting app that follows a different style. And it's called YNAB, or You Need a Budget. And YNAB is set up in a way that allows you to allocate the money that you have currently in the bank to whatever category you want. And you can get as granular as you would like. So I have, for example, let's say $100 in my bank account. And I have fixed costs, which are like your bills. And I'm going to put $50 to those fixed costs. And then I also have to eat, so I'll put $50 to that part of the budget as well. The great thing about YNAB is that it allows you to stop living paycheck to paycheck. And it also allows you to roll with the punches. So what that means is that once you assign the money that's in your account to a specific job, if, for example, you overspend in one category, you can just take money from a different category that isn't essential and move it into where you overspend. So if I spend way too much money on food, well, then I won't go out to eat or I won't go shopping, and I'll move that money from that category to the food category to make up for it. And like I said, the good thing is that you can stop living paycheck to paycheck with YNAB. So you can budget your money to cover all of your important expenses and your savings. And then if there are some left over, then you can go ahead and start budgeting for the next month. And before you make a purchase, you consult your budget and you see, okay, what category is this? Let's say it's shopping. And you have $25 and you want to buy a $50 shirt. Well, you know that you can't buy it because you don't have enough money allocated to that category. So the important thing here is that you're using this to decide where your money is going to go before you make a purchase. Whereas other budgeting apps will look at how you spent your money and then tell you, and then you have to reconfigure your budget. This is telling you to look at your budget before you make the purchase, and then you won't make the mistake of overspending. And you can even start paying for the next month if there's more. And the good thing about this is that you want to reduce your costs, reduce your expenses, so that you can begin to cover more and more of the next month's bills. And what YNAB calls this is they call it aging your money. So when you use a budget in this way, your money gets older, meaning you earned that money 2 months ago, but you're living off of it now. So you budget it and it's budgeted for 3 months down the road and it's sitting in your account that whole time, but you know you can't use it because you look at your current budget and you see, okay, February, this is only how much I have. Even though there seems to be more money in the account, you have to consult the budget instead, not your account, for how much you actually have. And that way, it gives you this sense of frugality or scarcity. So you have this feeling that there actually isn't money to spend. If you just have your whole paycheck in an account, then you think, oh, well, $2,000, that's a lot. Like, I could definitely buy something. I could definitely afford this trip. But that's because you're only living on that paycheck for this moment in time. You're not thinking ahead and you're not thinking about next month's bills. And YNAB is what helps you visually see the next month's bills and see how you could get out of that cycle of living paycheck to paycheck so that if an emergency ever does happen, you'll have the money to come out of that on top. And when you start setting aside also money into savings and you're not living paycheck to paycheck, then you just have a much more comfortable life. And you can also decide where you want to spend your money and prioritize and invest more in the areas of your life that you really do enjoy. So I think the greatest purpose of budgeting is not restriction necessarily, but it's actually just making your priorities in your life very clear. So my priority is education. So I'm going to put $20 a month towards education. And I'm not going to eat out as much because eating out is not really my priority and I want to be healthier anyway. So this is the benefit of having a budget, of being honest with yourself about what's important in your life. And when you start to live according to these rules, you learn that you can have a much better relationship with money. And so that's what I'm starting to do in my personal experience. I've been using the YNAB app, and every time I make a purchase, I just put that in as a transaction, and the amount will be deducted from a specific category. And then I can go about my merry way and look at that category later if I want to make another purchase of that same type of thing. This is a really great way to pay off debt and work your way towards financial freedom. Okay, so now I'm going to describe the vocabulary that I mentioned at the beginning of this podcast. The first phrase was to do research. And I've noticed that a lot of my students are missing the word research or studies when they're talking about science. So whenever we're talking about research, we're using the verb to do or conduct research, and the outcome of the research is a study. For example, if someone studies sleep apnea, which is a sleep disorder, they're doing research on it. So they're investigating the outcomes of it. They're looking at people who have sleep problems and they're trying to figure out what is causing those problems. The next phrase is to absorb information. To absorb means to soak up, like a sponge soaks up water. And we often pair absorb with things related to knowledge to metaphorically show how one can learn through sort of absorbing the information through their environment rather than just studying it. To allocate something. So to allocate means that you distribute something like resources or duties or responsibilities for a particular purpose. So I use the example that I would allocate a percentage of the money in my budget to food and then a percentage to bills that I have to pay. So whenever you allocate something, you are distributing it to different sections for a reason. To turn to something. This is an idiom that we use when we're talking about how we're relying on other people for help. So we turn to something or someone when we want to get help, aid, or advice from them. So turning to is really this act of looking for help from something outside of you, from an outside source. For example, you could say, I turned to my family after my breakup to help me feel normal again. So I'm relying on them to help me feel normal. They're aiding me. Granular. When we say we want to get granular, this means that we want to be very specific and detailed. We use this when we're talking about looking at very small, specific details of something. So I mentioned that you could get as granular as you want within a budget. So you could say that you want to spend 30% on housing costs, or you could break it down into every specific detail of what costs money in your house. For example, my lights or my electricity cost $30 a month. My water costs $20 a month. My food in the house costs this much a month. It costs this much a month to mow the lawn. And you could break it down into very small details, and that would be going granular or being granular with how you're looking at your budget. To roll with the punches. This is an idiom that originated from boxing, which means that when someone would punch your face, you would kind of move out of the way and adapt. So now we use this in everyday language to talk about adapting ourselves to adverse or difficult situations and circumstances. So if you're going through a hard time, you just have to adapt yourself and roll with the punches so that you can survive whatever is going on. To make up for something. We use this when we say that something is taking the place of something else that was lost or damaged, or taking the place of something else that was bad to compensate and make it good. So you could use this in the negative sense and say, for example, no amount of money can make up for the death of a child. So to compensate for the death of a child. Obviously, money wouldn't be able to do that, so we're using it in the negative sense. But you could also use this in the positive sense. For example, I bought my wife flowers to make up for the mean thing I said to her. So that's to compensate or to replace the bad with something good. Down the road. We use this to just mean later or in the future. For example, 2 years down the road, you might feel differently about having kids than you do right now. Frugality. This is a noun of being frugal, which means that you're careful about how you spend your money. And the very last one is to go on your merry way, and this means to carry on with a course of action regardless of the consequences. It can also mean that you're just simply leaving somewhere. So people could say, for example, people tend to go on their merry way until something goes wrong. So it gives you this image of people being all happy and innocent and doing whatever they want, even though maybe they're doing something that they shouldn't be doing. So that's kind of the image that this idiom elicits or brings about in your mind. Okay, so that is all the vocabulary I'm mentioning here in the podcast. Don't forget to check out wonderinenglish.com. The full lesson is there and it'll be super helpful for all those other words. You can even slow down the podcast and take a look at the idioms while you're listening. Thank you so much for staying tuned, guys, and I hope that you subscribe. Have a great day. Bye.